但是这两段圣经呢是有关系的。
But however, these two scriptures are related nonetheless.
我们看到创世纪呢是讲到创造。
We see Genesis about the creation.
那启示录讲什么呢
？What's the revelation about?
你看启示录最后二十二章讲到天上的婚宴，讲到教会。
It became talk about the creation of new heaven and new earth.
所以这段经文也没有错，是吗？
所以认为 they are related.
等一下，把这个打出来。好。讲到启示录呢，是使徒约翰在拔摩海岛受启示所写的一个圣经的篇章。
Revelation was the revelation he John the apostle received.
启示录也是圣经里边比较难懂的一卷经。
Also Revelation, the book that's very difficult to understand.
那在前边呢？好像。不是我看错，往下过
去了。对，放到那边去。
因为我有没有看错，好像是不是？
放到那边看看。
没关系，没关系，帮我放下好吗？我们来读在圣经好吗？启示录二章一到第七节。
We're going to read Revelation chapter two。
看得见吗？
看得见。
如果是看不到的话，你放你圣经好吗？我们现在读经。
Open your own Bible to read。
你要写信给以弗所的教会使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个星辰当中行走的说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你的如人恶人，为了接纳出的使徒，却不是徒乐的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳碌，并不挖掘。
然而一件事我要说给你，就是你把所爱的心离弃了，
所以应当回想你从哪里坠落的，一定要悔改，
行行行所行的事。你若不悔改，我就领到你那里，就把你灯台从园区挪出去。
而还有一件可耻的事，就是你恨恶一个拉长一长的人行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向宗教会说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。要注意什么？别
吐
了，
别吐
了。
In Revelation chapter two。
那我们知道，这七个教会在当时确实存在的七个教会。
There are actually seven churches during the time of when this book is written。
那现在圣经给人家有两种不同的观念。
There are two different ideas about this book.
第一个认为，当时的使徒约翰呢，就是写给这当时七个教会。
One idea is that Apostle John is actually written to the seven churches that exist at the time.
最近呢，除了我们去以色列观光参观之外呢，还有一个新兴的一个观光的路线，就是去土耳其。
Actually, there's another. I went to a tour recently to Turkey.
就去看这七个当时教会。
To see the church that was existing at the Turkey.
但回来人都很失望。
Most people are disappointed with the tour.
因为只看见清真寺，看不到原来的教会是一片废墟。
All you see are mostly mosques of mosque, not church.
还有第二种观念。
There was another idea about these seven churches.
这七个教会是写给教会历史当中不同阶段的七个教会。
That these seven churches actually represent seven different kinds of church in the church history.
每一个教会代表一个教会的形态，或者代表一个教会的阶段。
That each church represents a stage or a different type of church in history.
不管怎么样来解释，这段圣经对我们今天教会都非常重要。
Whatever the interpretation, these verses are very important to churches today.
你这里说，圣灵所启示的，凡有耳的就应当听。
Because they say, whoever has ears, let them hear.
那以弗所教会呢，是这书信当中提到七个教会的第一个教会。
Ephesus was the first church mentioned.
我想第一个教会呢。
他从背景上讲呢，他就比较靠西边。
These churches are situated more on the west。
从分量上讲呢，它是第一个是比较重要的教会。
Also in some way, it's one of the more important churches。
我们看这个地图。
Look at the map。
它和欧洲大陆呢，只有一个海峡相隔。
The continental Europe and Asia are separated by a strait。
这个地方呢，被称为小亚细亚。
It's called Asia Minor。
今天呢，是一个东西文化交融的一个地方。
It's where the East and West meet。
我们看到有西方文化的影响。
We see a lot of influence of Eastern culture。
同时有东方，特别是伊斯兰教文化的影响。
Also there's a lot of influence by the Muslim culture。
但是你知道吗？在当年那个时代
，During the time，
却是一个非常希腊化的一个地方。
It was a Greek city。
我们看这几个图片，就是他们去那边所拍的照片。再往下边
，These are pictures we took during our tour。
再往下边，这些雕塑仿让我们看到千年前这个地区的繁荣，这个地区文化。
These sculptures let's see the prosperity during the time。
这好多人以为罗马的文化、希腊文化仅限于在欧洲，我们想到这个罗马，想到这个威尼斯这个地方，其实不是。
A lot of people think only sculpture can only be found in Roman Empire.
历史家告诉我们，在希腊文化最昌盛的时候，真正的文化中心就在以弗所。
Actually, the historians tell us during the peak of the Greek culture, they can be found here.
所以在整个的希腊文化在罗马帝国里边，它是一个非常重要的城市。
That's why this is a very important city in ancient time.
那这边呢有一个教会
there is the Church of Ephesus。
这教会呢是保罗所爱的教会。
This is the church that Paul loved。
你要看使徒行传，保罗在这里边居住了很长的时间。
In the book of Acts, Paul stayed for quite some time there。
不只是保罗，保罗同工呢也是认真去牧养这个城市，这个国家，
also,
这个教会。
Also a lot of Paul's co-working work in the city of Ephesus。
那么我们看下边，主的使者对这个教会有什么评论
？What does God think of this church？
第一是称赞
，God praised them。
称赞什么呢？往下看
，God commended them。
第一个有行为
，For their good behavior。
那这个行为呢，不只是我们讲了说这个有好名声
，Not only because of the
在原文当中，这里部分讲到他们有信心，也有行为。
That is the good behavior coming from faith。
在教会当中看到有两种截然不同的观念。
There are two ideas about good behavior。
我们一种称为保罗式的。
One is that Paul.
因信称义。
Good deed by good faith。
一个是雅各式的。
One is
有信心还不够，还要行出来。
You can't have your deed because you have faith。
那个这个教会呢，他们不止有信心。
Not only does the church have good behavior，
他们愿意把信心变为行动。
They also transform their faith into good deeds。
我想在当地，他们有好的名声。
That's why they have very good reputation。
这正好是我们今天教会所缺乏的。
It's something that a lot of church lack today。
我们知道很多教会都在建堂。
A lot of church are。
那听到很多不可思议的故事。
We heard many strange story about.
只要一个教会进入一个地区
，Whenever a new church come，
第一个发生的事情是这个教会旁边的房价，请问是上涨还是下跌
？When the church comes, the property value go up or down？
那错了，下跌。
The property value goes down。
知道为什么吗
？Why is that？
因为教会是关心自己。
Because we all run church are doing business on
the door. 我们关起大门来。
We close the door.
你侬我侬，我们唱诗歌、祷告、赞美。
Church only generally concerned with its own business.
教会外边车水马龙。
Generally, we don't look beyond the church building.
怕听不够了。
We are not concerned about.
然后带来噪音，社区很多的噪音。
Oh, there are a lot of traffic come.
你知道今天社区不喜欢教会。
That's why many communities not welcome.
对教会的建堂人就怕什么呢？ 教会要建立的时候呢，要社区有公听会。
That's why they were always a public hearing of our church.
在纽约有一个教会，在年前建堂的时候
，When there's a church in New York, when they are building their church building,
就遇到我说这个问题。
There's a problem in the public hearing.
他们百般无奈，或者找到一个美国人的公关公司做怎么办
？They ask for a consultant to help them.
他们就教他们公关的方法。
So the consultant gave them a couple of ways to overcome the problem.
让教会的小朋友
，they
拿上鲜花
，they bring flowers,
拿上糖果
，they bring candy,
拿上复活节的彩蛋
，they put colorful eggs,
挨家挨户去敲门，是表示友好。
They try to make friends with the neighbors of the community, in the community.
没有果效。
It did not work.
然后说，我们为社区洗车好不好？
They wash the car.
说免费洗车
，free car washing，
还是没有人来。
Still nobody show up.
他说洗完车之后呢，一定要做什么事情
？Maybe they can we can pick up something else to do.
多可怜，这是今天教会的光景。
This is the poor situation.
但是这个教会不是，他们有信心，也有行为。
But not so with Ephesus church. They are a church of faith and with good deeds.
第二呢
，secondly，
他们为主劳碌。
They work for the Lord.
一个教会总有一些为主劳碌的人。
There are always people in the church that work for God.
每个教会也必须有一些为主劳碌的人。
Indeed, every church needs such people.
我记得以前在讲当中讲过，在教会里边呢，有两个姐妹呢，我们常常用来比较，不是吗
？I told you a story before that there were two sisters in the church.
一个是玛大，一个是玛利亚。在教会的传统里边呢，玛利亚呢是在主面前静心听到的。
Mary the type always listen carefully to sermons。
玛大呢是炒面炒饭，忙得心烦意乱，发牢骚的。
Martha is a busy worker。
那我告诉你，这两个人呢缺一不可。
You need both Martha and Mary in your church。
教会真的需要一些怎么样？他们真的用心去服侍。
Need those who serve with all their heart.
当时吴庸长老被呼召要来服侍主的时候
，When Elder Wu was called by God to serve，
他是个年轻人
，He was a young man then。
很大的教会没有他服侍的岗位。
There's a church, but there's no priest for him.
当时教会呢正好是在翻新，在粉刷。
The church was under construction at the time.
他的第一份服侍，他甘心乐意每个礼拜天早晨来。
The first job he decided to do himself,
把座椅的灰尘拿掉
，he put dust on the seat,
把座椅摆整齐
，he put out all the chairs,
横看是一行，竖看也是一行
，he made sure everything lined up straight,
把地板打扫得干干净净
，he mopped the floor。
李定武牧师在伊利诺伊服侍的时候
，when Reverend Dean started serving in the church,
他的服侍呢，就是礼拜天早晨呢。把厕所刷洗干净，当时是男洗手间，刷得干干净净。
The first thing he do is serve the church to clean up all the.
他戴上手套，把那个小便池呢都洗得干干净净。
He wash all the toilet.
这是劳碌。
That was his job.
所以我希望我们教会里边呢，不但有尽心听道的弟兄姐妹。
We not only need people who would come to hear God's word.
更需要有人，我们会是双手做主工的。
There are also people who are willing to labor their hands.
劳碌来服侍主。
There would be people who are willing to serve.
第三，他们是一个能忍耐的一群人。
Also, these are people who are patient.
有时候劳碌并不困难。
Sometimes work hard is not difficult.
忍耐是不容易。
But to have a patient attitude is not easy.
你辛辛苦苦烧了一锅菜。
You work very hard to make a good dish.
然后想奉献给教会上弟兄姐妹吃。
When you bring in to the church to serve.
有姐妹一尝，哎呦，把麦芽都打死了，太咸了。
Some people say, "This way no good, too salty."
这一尝，哇，我有糖尿病，这都那么长，怎么吃啊
？These are too much sugar. I cannot eat it.
好多人。劳碌可以
，many people work very hard，
但是在怨言面前就跌倒。
But very very often they fall under complaint。
所以忍耐不是件容易的事情。
That's why to be patient to serve is not easy。
但是以弗所教会他们做到了。
But the church Ephesus, they did it.
还有呢，他们不如恶人。
Also, they did not tolerate.
这个人不是指的那些坏蛋，不是的。而在教会里边接掌纷争分裂教会的人
they do not accept people who are trying to divide up the church
他们站起来来保护教会
to avoid division in church
另外他们能够辨别虚假
also they can recognize the truth and false forces
你知道初代教会没有圣经都是口传的
it's all verbal
那么像保罗这种使徒他们是在每个教会待过久的、啊、他们是在不同地方建立教会按理长老监督然后他们离开了
and also Paul traveled from church to church and stayed there only for a short time
他走之后就一些自称为使徒的自称为教师的来教导所谓神的话
so there are a lot of self-appointed volunteer teaching in the church
结果这些信徒因为他们装备好根基好他们能够辨别真假
those who are well equipped can see the truth recognize the truth
今天同样如此
today is the same
如果你注意到最近呢有一个东方闪电成为全能神的这个一个教派呢进入到大纽约地区
you know recently a new church coming to New York City
他们在街头发单张
they are often on the street
发小册子
they give out booklets
也派信徒去不同的教会
they also send people to different churches to visit different churches
有些教会就失守了
some church was deceived by them
也会有就跟他们走了
and some church members began to leave the church
但是多数教会他们一比较他们的这个信仰立刻拒绝辨别真假
But the majority of churches are able to recognize that they are false
不止如此他们呢还恨恶尼格拉党的人
Not only do they also despise these people
尼格拉党呢在圣经里面并没有讲是什么意思
These are people who are not faithful to the Bible
在尼格拉在原文当中呢是那种狭制专横或者那种很强势的那种意思
These are people who maneuver people in the church.
另外呢，讲了尼加党时候的和巴兰的教训相提并论。
They are also similar to other churches that are not faithful.
那巴兰我们知道是在以色列历史里边一个先知，也称为假先知。
Oh, these are all false prophets.
他被诱惑以色列百姓犯罪，跌倒，离弃神，拜偶像。
They caused Israelites to sin and to turn away from God.
那我想这些人呢可能和巴兰的教训有关
These are very similar to these false prophets in Old Testament
当讲完这些优点之后呢我觉得很像这个 OCCC 不是吗你们有好行为你们劳碌你们忍耐不如恶人辨别虚假也恨恶尼格拉党人
I think your church are the church of good faith and good deed and also you can recognize truth and falsity
但是不要高兴太早
从离开地球而立
神的使者这里责备以弗所的教会
So here Apostle John reprimanded them
说你离弃原是失去初爱
You have forsaken the love that you had on the beginning
请问什么是初爱
What is the love that you have on the beginning
我当时我们在座的成家的结过婚的你们谈恋爱的时候你还记得当时的光景吗
Do you remember when you first fall in love with your spouse
我们的时候为你的另外的未来的一半我们做什么都可以
You allow her or he or her to do anything she wants
有个弟兄说他会弹吉他就是因为当时为了追求他的女朋友专门学吉他唱情歌的
One of my brother told me that he doesn't play guitar because of her because his wife
但是结了婚之后呢吉他不再弹
But he has not touched guitar after the young man
所以初爱就是一个从时间讲是最早的一个爱
Love at the beginning
那么从程度讲的也是一个完全的爱
That is a thorough love.
那我讲过，一个人在信主的时候，若真的被神所触摸的时候呢， 他的爱呢，真的是有种特别的感受，不是吗？
When someone who is touched by God's love, he responds in a very special way.
我们读圣经
，In the Bible we learn.
读不够
，We
唱诗歌，我们就要流眼泪。我们喜欢听到，喜欢啊听分享。
We love to come to church.
但是久而久之，我们的火好像渐渐变淡了，或者变灭了。
But gradually the flame comes to die down.
那我说一个基督徒的生命呢，有四句话。
That's why there are four words to describe the Christian experience.
第一个，你信主的时候呢，你要流眼泪。
On the beginning, when you just come to know God, you shed a lot of tears.
因为今天的教会很少讲悔改的道理。
Because a lot of churches don't talk about repentance now.
我看布道会上面
，in a lot of evangelical outreach，
我们看到很多一些误道朋友
，we see a lot of unbelievers come to the church.
他们因为听诗歌信主了
，they are touched by the hymn.
可能因为他们的病得医治，他们信主了
，or maybe they are healed of their disease.
或者因为儿子考上一个心仪的大学信主了
，or maybe because their children make to the touch of their choice.
他们就欢喜快乐，就信了主了。
They are joyful, they decide to believe.
但是你要读圣经，你看约翰，使徒约翰，耶稣的开路先锋，他怎么说的？天国近了，你们应当悔改。
But you know from John the Baptist that John said that you must repent because the kingdom of God is at hand.
所以缺乏悔改、痛悔的这个过程，往往没有那个出爱。
Without start with the repentance, the love at the first may not be genuine.
所以四句话，我觉得是每个基督徒都应该有的。
That's why there are four things that all the Christians must have.
第一个要内往往。
You got to be full tears.
因为主爱你的缘故，你受感动，然后你流出眼泪来。
Because you experience God's love, you are just tearing.
你每天最痛悔，你流出眼泪来。
You are repenting and you have your tears, you shed tears.
泪完之后呢
？After you are
你要血淋淋。
You got to be.
我不是说你要拿刀去戳人，不是的。
In some way, blood.
你要破碎你自己。
You must be broken.
你过去没有信主的时候，那些坏的毛病、坏的性情、那坏的世界观怎么样？你要把它砍断。
All the bad happen, all your bad thinking, you want to cut them off.
这个过程非常的痛苦。
That is a very painful process.
但是你没有这个过程
，without that process，
你生命没有转变。
Your life may not turn around.
那扛住怎么样呢？还要死透透。
And afterward, you must.
你这老我
，is already dead.
要和主一起钉在十字架上。
Your old self must be crucified.
所以保罗说，你要当作活祭，把自己要献在台上面去。
That's why Paul said you must be a living sacrifice.
但很多人是当作活祭了
Many people are living sacrifice.
因为是活的然后到祭坛上面一会儿就下来了然后再上去
For them, the living sacrifice, they escape from the altar.
我们一生当中多次上祭坛多次走下来就这么翻来覆去没有死
So many times we go to the altar and we escape from it.
反正死透了之后呢接下来你要活了啦
After you are thoroughly dead, you must be alive for God.
所以爱主要到癫狂的地方
You must love God to a point of.
但是很可惜，我们中国人呢，我们很注重面子。
But for Chinese, we are very reserved.
哎呀，不要说爱主了，好肉麻呀，不要讲了。
Don't talk.
我心里爱就好了。
I love God.
我们教会有会友。
There are people in our church.
他先是个外交官，他是个钢琴家。
He's a pianist.
年轻的时候呢，他们就为工作在就疏忽孩子，就孩子和。的父母亲呢，有很大的一种鸿沟和隔阂。
They work so hard, neglect their children, that is a gap.
孩儿在美国留学之后呢，然后就是和他们也就不在一同西方。
So they don't live together now.
而且越走越远。
They become further apart.
有一次呢，我就和这个妈妈就在交谈说，你们家庭问题如何来解决
？So one day I told the mother how to resolve these difficulties at home.
我说你家里缺乏爱。
I told her your family lacks love.
这个爱不是没有，而是缺乏宣告爱。
Love that's being proclaimed.
我说你要感应的时候呢，跟你的儿子说，妈妈爱你。
You must find opportunity to tell your son that you love him.
他我从来没讲过。 我你要来学习表达。
You must learn to express your love。
然后我和肖师母就布置好，然后把时间弄好，就让他打电话给他儿子说：“妈妈爱你。”
So we set up a time for her to call his son to tell him that she loves him。
没想到他来电话来说，啊，叫了儿子名字说：“你知道吗？现在妈妈都爱儿子，你知道吗？”我说我要你讲，他我讲不出来。
I said I want you to say you loved him。
中国的文化
，the Chinese culture，
有很多好的地方。
There are many good things about it。
但是我们羞于表达爱，其实呢，拦阻了我和神的关系。
But we find it difficult to express our love even to God。
所以就说你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱住你的神，要拿出行动来。
Must love God with all your heart, with your mind, with all your strength.
每年圣诞节
，Every year in
你看在南美洲和菲律宾呢，都有一幕呢真实的景象，你可以看到，就很多人呢把自己钉到十字架上去。
In South America, you see many people that go to the ceremony of crucifying themselves.
你可以说他狂热
，Are they insane?
没有理智
，They don't say
啊，不识时务
，They don't know what they are doing.
但你不得不佩服。
But you must also admit,
他们愿意受皮肉之苦，来尝试感受耶稣为牛钉加那种光景。
They are willing to experience physical pain just to experience what God, what Jesus experienced.
他们躺在十字，他们先躺下在那地上十字上钉钉子。
They put themselves on a cross.
然后后边有救护车。
And then the ambulance comes.
钉完之后呢，立刻拔下来送到医院去了。
Right after they crucified, they put them to the hospital.
我觉得今天呢，
I
thought 我们真的要来想想，我们爱神到底有多少。
We must ask ourselves, how much do we actually love God?
那下边呢？
To continue.
我有五个简单的试题。
I have several small tests for you.
然后呢？每一道题呢是20分。
Every little question is 20 points.
如果呢你自己啊打分这样，如果你觉得你够60分的话，你勉强及格。
Score yourself, see if you can pass, get the passing score 60.
如果你觉得呢，我不到60分，从40分、20分的话，你要立刻悔改。
If you are 40 or 20 or below, you must repent.
我们一起来读第一个好吗？
Let's read the first question.
祷告和唱诗，没有喜乐，也没有眼泪。
When you pray and when you sing hymns, do you have joy? Do you have tears?
唱诗歌的时候呢，除了嘴动，哪里都不动。
The only thing move is your mouth.
唱诗歌的时候是麻木不仁，只是对着歌词念而已。
Are you only reciting the word?
第二
second question.
早日早晨，常常由于主爽约的面膜。
Do you very often missing the Sunday morning appointment with God？
哎，我昨晚做噩梦了，没睡好，我今天不去了。
I'm too tired this morning。
哦，今天早晨我还送孩子去游泳，我不去了。
I gotta take the kid to swim。
哎，我这个礼拜上班太忙了，我不去了。
I'm very busy in the office last week。
如果一回两回，有情可原。
If you have to stop once or twice, I can understand.
若你常常有爽约的念头的话，你要知道你已经没有初爱了。
If you have that happen frequently, you have lost your first love for God.
你可以想象吗？
Can you imagine?
一对热恋当中的情侣。
A love for love people who are in love.
约好啊，礼拜六下午2点钟中央公园相见。
We'll meet Saturday, Saturday afternoon.
女朋友到了之后呢，左等右等不见她来。
The girlfriend never show up。
请问这个恋爱还谈得下去吗
？Can that love continue？
你知道吧？每天每个礼拜你来这边不是来见牧师的。
You are not coming here to see your pastor。
不是来见梁弟兄的。
To see Mr. Liang。
你和主有约会。
You have appointment to meet。
若你常常爽约。
Are you often miss your appointment?
我不去中央公园了。
I'm not going to the Central Park.
你还有初爱吗？
Do you still love your partner?
第三，教会服事当中，迫不得已多过甘心乐意。
Are you serving the church willingly, or you are being forced to do it?
我服侍，我没有办法，已经排我了，我不去不行。
They already signed me up. I have no choice.
而且呢，这个梁弟兄早就跟我讲了，我不去的不好意思。
Mr. Liang already know I got to go. I got to do it.
这很多服侍呢是不得已的，不得不去的。
I'm forced into it. I have to do it.
如果你服侍当中常常是迫不得已的话，你的初爱没有了。
You have no love for God.
第四个呢
？Fourth question.
看电视，聚精会神，读圣经，昏昏欲睡。
You can focus on watching TV, but the Bible makes you go to sleep.
我们看那个连续剧的时候，越看越有劲。
When we see a movie series, you are full of interest.
要么就是当落下来看，要么就是按时间在那个看，反正就是一集都不落。
You would never miss a show.
但是如果是失眠呢？
Even when you cannot sleep.
拿起手机来立刻睡觉。
When you are tired, you are not tired. You fall asleep when you read the Bible.
最后一个。
Last question.
忘记你信主的时间和你受洗的日子。
Do you remember the time or the year when you are baptized, or the time that you believe?
真正重要吗？
Are these days important?
是的。
Yes.
所以这是你重生的时候。
The day that you are born again.
如果一个人就问说，哎，请问你跟你太太什么时候结婚的？
People ask, remember when you married, when you got married?
他想想，哎呀，我记不得，我想想看。我女儿十八岁，我结婚两年之后，我结婚二十年。
If you say, oh, maybe 20 years.
还有初爱吗？
Do you still love for the first at the beginning?
当面对你波特教会失去初爱性光景的时候的主题，除了警告。
For those that first love, that lost their first love, God has this warning for them.
请一下放出来好吗？这样就好。好，第一个挪去。
God will remove.
搬回来。
God will remove the lampstand.
挪去灯台。
God will remove that lampstand.
大家在圣殿里边呢。有很多器皿。
There are many vessels in the temple.
圣殿是没有窗户的，你知道吗
？No, inside the temple there is no.
唯一里边能够发亮光的是什么呢
？All the light are coming from.
就是金灯台。
From these golden lampstands.
所以灯台呢，也比喻成为教会。
So very often lampstands are representing the.
在今天，若一个教会没有了灯台不发光的话，就失去了教会。
Any church that has no lampstand that does not shine, that has light.
所以主说，如果你今天劳碌忍耐为主辛苦，你不辨别和真假都好，但是你缺乏出外的话，就叫不出你存在的价值。
Even if you work so hard for God, but if you lost that first love, God said that you have no reason for it.
这就是一个非常严重的警告，你知道吗
？This is very serious warning.
一个看起来很好的教会
，a church that appears so
很活跃的教会，很忙碌的教会
，very busy, very active church.
但这一切都不是爱的缘故。
But these are not the reason that you love God.
上帝根本不买你账。
God don't recognize you.
他要挪去灯台。
God will remove that.
他要失去见证。
You're going to lose your testimony.
他要失去影响。
You lost your influence.
我在教会里边，我对我的弟兄姐妹讲。
I talk to my church members.
因为教会很特别，十二年呢是在旅馆里边聚会的。
Hotel here, we meet in a hotel.
旅馆虽然很漂亮，水晶灯、软座椅，有冷气，有暖气。
A very fancy and comfortable hotel.
但也很辛苦，每个礼拜的早晨，我们的团队要装音响，任何动作就把它要装起来。
The problem is that we got to go there and set up every Sunday morning.
我说，若我们的教会在这个时代没有影响的话
，I told them if our church had no influence in our society,
当耶稣来的时候，教会要被提。
When the church, when Christ returns and church is ruptured,
除了旅馆知道这个教会不见了，没有人会理会你不见了，因为我没有影响。
The only one that knows that the church is missing is a hotel.
但我们看到很多的教会参与很多福音的工作、社区的工作。
We see many churches very busy with the social service.
那我说在索马里，在几年前有个很大的复兴在那边。
这个
索马里，非洲国家。
哦，那个索马里亚，in Africa。
那个国家很多教会，那些弟兄姐妹就进入到社区里边，在各地的政府里边做义工或者做官员，来帮助这个社区，帮助这个教会。
There were many churches there with their members serving very hard in different areas in the society.
这不是分两种。
So that two kinds of service.
一种是有爱的服事。
Service our love.
一种呢是没有爱的服事。
Service our duty.
看起来都一样，但是呢，神却把两个分得清清楚楚。
It might seem to be the same, but God can tell the difference.
那如何重拾出爱呢
？How do you pick up that first love that you had?
很简单，三部曲。
Yeah, three parts.
第一个回想。
Remember.
就回想你当初你信主的时候。
Remember,
爱你的时候是什么光景
？Remember how you fall in love with God.
在美国的婚姻辅导的课程里边
，in a lot of marriage counseling，
有一个回想初爱这样一个有这样一个课题。
There's a lesson called Remembering Your First Love.
我相信这个和圣经有关系。
This actually are related to biblical teaching.
有一对夫妻结婚三十年了。
A marriage of 30 years.
在别人看起来都不错
，everything seems fine.
这个先生在外边挣钱养家
，the husband is working hard.
太太家里边相夫教子
，the wife is taking care of the house.
但是呢，除了劳碌之外呢，没有话，没有沟通。
But very often between them there's no communication.
来到牧师那里要有一个婚姻辅导。
They come to the pastor for counsel.
牧师说，你们回想一下，你们当初是如何相爱的。
The pastor tells them, remember, how you fall in love.
牧师啊，我们老夫老妻了，三十年还有都忘记了。
We are old couple. I don't remember any of that.
你再想一想。
Remember your love.
左想右想，过去吵架啊，或者过去这个闹别扭啊，想不起什么事。再想一想。
Don't just recalling all the arguments.
当你回想的时候
，When you remember your first,
你好像穿过那个时光的隧道，回到当年那个时候。
You go back in time to the beginning.
哦，我想起来了，太太说。
Now I remember the wife said.
我们上大学的时候，你没有追求我的时候，我从图书馆出来，正好是倾盆大雨。
When I come out of the library, it was raining hard.
我看了一个人呢。
I saw you.
打着小伞在等我。
You were waiting there with an umbrella.
先说哦，我也想起来了。
The husband said, "Now I remember also."
我向你求婚的时候
，When I was asking you to marry,
你一口就答应了，一点都没有犹豫。我想起来了。
You answered with resolution.
所以回想非常重要。
That's why remembering is very important.
所以今天我给弟兄姐妹给一个小小的一个功课。
I want to give you a small homework.
想想你过去是如何信主。
Remember how you become a believer.
在你重生得救那一刹那，你里边有哪些感动
？What were you thinking when you were born again?
如果有
，Do you remember?
你不断的回想
，Keep recording them.
让当时那个爱、那个感觉能够回来。
So that the love that you have will come back.
要说肖牧师啊，我那种就糊里糊涂，我什么也不知道。
I just don't know what I was doing when I just believed.
我真替你捏把冷汗。
I fear for you.
你知道吗？好多自称为基督徒的。
Many people who are Christian.
你可能不但没有重生的经历。
Not only do you have never been born again.
你可能还是糊里糊涂的。
You are still totally confused.
然后要到这儿悔改。
You must repent now.
在站在主面前
，You must come back to God，
求主饶恕
，Ask for forgiveness，
悔改会带来巨大的力量
，Because repent will bring about great change。
那我相信悔改的文化也是基督教的文化
，Because repent is something that's essential。
你真的愿意讲出来，求神赦免的时候呢，神就一笔勾销。
You must willing to ask God to forgive you。
在圣经里边有关这个悔改赦罪呢，有两个特别词。
There are something two very special words that describe repentance。
一个就是涂抹
，One is wipe out。
比如说有个小孩子拿着画笔画在白墙上面很难看。
Just that some your kid mess up the wall。
他爸爸妈妈呢拿了一个漆把它刷掉了，盖住了。
The mom come and whitewash the wall。
请问那个抹布在不在
？Is the drawing still there？
还在那边，但是呢被遮盖了。
The graffiti is been covered。
所以神说我视而不见。
God said I don't see it anymore。
所以悔改的结果，神就是把它遮盖了。
To repent is that God don't see them anymore。
第二个，神不再纪念。
And also God don't remember them no more。
作为一些弟兄姐妹，可能生命当中有一些缺失，有一些这个污点，我们犯了罪。所以信了主之后，我们常常被这个罪折磨，好像我认罪100次都不得赦免。
Many of us are still very troubled by many sins。
他是不了解上帝对罪的观念。
Because you don't understand God's forgiveness。
你心里边真对痛悔，神就不再纪念。
Repent, God will not remember。
这在美国文化的为什么我们看到很多一些名人、一些政治家，他们犯了很大的一些这个失误或者跌倒的时候呢？当他们愿意承认的时候呢，人就不再追究。
That's why very often some famous people in America, when they repent, some of the society forgive them。
作为鼓励我们当中的一些弟兄姐妹，我们的夫妻。
That's why I encourage all of you。
若是对方有得罪你的地方
，if your partner offended you，
有亏负你的地方
，they offend you some way，
有对不起神、对不起人的地方
，they did something wrong to you， to you，
只要他愿意悔改认罪
，if he is willing to repent，
你就要来赦免
，you must forgive them。
主导说，免我们的债怎么样？如同我们免了人的债。
Just the Bible says forgive our sins as we forgive others。
神都赦免你了，你还要纪念吗
？If God forgive you, can you not forgive？
我们看到很多时候呢，我们看到一些弟兄姐妹有些隔阂，夫妻有些争执，一说都是哦，20年前做什么，那时候头发还黑，现在头发都白了，不要再讲了。
Very often I see couple arguing and they recall something that was offended 20 years ago。
第三，行动。
Thirdly, we must have action。
你如果刚才考试不及格，或者得了60分，或者是80分，
if you fail to pass the test，
开始行动。
You must start with action。
爱不是仅仅停留在口头上面。
Love is not something that you talk about。
爱是有行动的。
You must have action。
阿门。
阿门。
就像那个当年追求那个太太弹吉他一样，你现在还要弹，还要唱情歌。
Just like when you were learning guitar, you must learn guitar again.
对主
，To God，
你要重燃你的爱火。
You must
回想当年的光景。
You must kindle that love.
向神恩典。
Remember,
要先跪下来。就很多时候呢，我们领圣餐的很多都是好像借着纪念，其实呢，我觉得每一次领圣餐的都是眺望你对神爱的一个时刻。
That's why when we come to the Lord's table, not only for remembrance, but to bring back the first love。
刚才我们当中有谁，那舞蹈题得满分的，你勇敢的举起手，让我看看有没有。
Anybody got a perfect score？
感谢主啊！就两位还有夫妻，别人呢？
都挑火。
得80分的呢 ？Anybody got 80？ 60分的呢
？I got 60。
哦，刚才我听错了。
得40分的
？Anybody got
40？ 得20分的
？Anybody want got 20？
得0分的
？Zero。
分数不重要。
The story is not important.
下面记载短短的一段经文。
Then we just
记载神对以弗所教会的这个责备，到心里边来反省。
God, let's be warmed by this scripture.
然后在准备这个啊，就在信息的时候，其实我自己呢也是很受激励。
Even I was touched by this scripture.
那我跟肖师母，我们蒙召二十多年来，我们觉得我们是尽心竭力的。
We have been called to serve for past 20 years.
我们不是主持再口不辞的。
We do what we can.
但当我读这段经文的时候
，But as I read this scripture,
我知道很多呢。我其实我当爱主，但是我很多的不是为了爱主才服侍。
I realize many of my service not because of my love for God.
我是因为责任
，because of the duty，
因为压力
，because of the pressure，
因为我怕别人讲我
，because I don't want other people.
我不是不爱。但是我服侍的动力不是因为我爱主的缘故
，Very often my motivation
或者不是我完全爱主的缘故
，Because of other people。
所以我今天我也要悔改
，Today I need to repent。
我服侍主是单单因为神拣选我爱我的缘故
，So that I will serve him motivated by。
我要服侍他
，I want to serve。
不但今天服侍，我要一生来服侍
，Not only today but serve him forever。
这样的服侍，神才敬畏他们。
These are the servants God appreciate.
我也鼓励我们晨曦基督教教会啊，哎，弟兄姐妹，你们劳碌。
I want to encourage your church.
你们都很好。
Very good.
但是我希望呢，我们常常来回想。
I want you to always remember.
想起你初爱的时候。
Recall your first love.
爱火是可以重燃，阿门。
Because that love can be rekindled.
爱火是可以重燃的。
That can be rekindled.
我们他们有夫妻的话，你说爱火可以重燃。
Oh, your spouse has love can be rekindled again.
神常常用婚姻来代表我们和神的关系是有道理的。
God often used the marriage to represent our relationship.
阿爸天父，来你面前，我们再次称颂赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
今天启示录，我们看到使徒约翰。
From the Book of Revelation, we learn.
他看到的异象，你听得到你自己的声音。
Also hear your word.
以弗所书所讲到，以弗所这样一个教会，他受到很多的称赞。
The Church of Ephesus received many of your recommendations.
但是没有一件事。
But there's one thing.
主他责备。
You blame them.
他失去了初爱。
They lost their first love.
神仍然服侍，仍然运作，虽然看起来好像热热闹闹、轰轰烈烈。
Even though they work hard for you.
但是在主里边
，But in you
已经失去了灯台的意义。
They lost that lampstand.
这段经文应该警告我们今天的教会，也警告我们牧者，警告我们的弟兄姐妹。
Remind us to love you again.
若没有爱，若没有那个初爱，这一切都不算得什么。
Because without our first love, everything is in vain.
爸爸，你再次兴起你今天的教会。
Revive your church again.
因为我们爱你的缘故。
Because of our love for you.
我们传福音。
We will serve.
建造教会。
We will build the church.
因为爱你的缘故。我们灵修祷告去服侍。
We will devote ourselves to you.
让教会成为一个有爱的教会。
So that this will be a church of love.
让你心意格满足。
That you will be pleased with your church.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告是奉主的基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.